Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, this really takes the cake here.
Oh, no.
This really, really takes the cake. It's my fault. I forgot my headphones today. I forgot my entire kit that I bring to this place. My computer, which I use instead of the work computers.
Oh, no.
Because I trust it more.
Yes. You trust it more?
Yeah.
You don't trust the work computer?
Not really, no. But notably, my headphones. So Andrew back there was kind enough to lend me headphones. They were a little scratchy. So I sought for something better. And Harry Callis hands me his headphones.
Hello, Joe. I have a pair of headphones
for
you.
Can you imagine if it came with a recorded Harry message? It doesn't. They don't work. How does it work back there for Harry? Does he have special ears? I can't hear.
Special ears?
I can't hear you.
You can hear me?
What'd you say?
What?
Barely. I can barely. It sounds like you're a million miles.
You're going to have to try to turn it up over there. Turn the dial up.
How dumb do you think I am?
I don't know. Maybe Pat Bostick turned it down.
Yes, there's a volume switch that I tried to turn up. It doesn't work. Maybe this is Harry's problem. Maybe that's why they ask him, what conference is Iowa in? And he says the SEC.
The SEC. He can't. What conference is UCLA in this morning?
He can't
They're
hear
in,
the question.
The ACC.
He can't hear the question.
UCLA in the
I'm
Atlantic
easily
Coast
flustered.
Conference.
I can't hear you. What'd you say? I'm easily flustered here. I am.
So you're and even more that. Flustered today than normal.
Yeah. I mean, normally I'm somewhat flustered at the beginning of a show, but never like this. I'm going to have to call my wife to bring over the backpack.
Oh, boy.
With all the stuff in it. I cannot believe that Harry Callis works back there with a pair of headphones like this. I think they do work. To create something, you know, for the show.
Yeah.
This is legitimate. I can't believe this guy.
Well, I've given those same headphones to Tyler Kennedy, and they've been able to work for him before. So maybe Harry did something to sabotage the headphones so that they wouldn't work for you. Maybe Harry is unintentionally, or maybe intentionally, trying to sabotage the start of the show.
Plus, I can't find anything I need to find. You know, usually I'm very quick on the trigger here when I need a piece of information. But this isn't happening. This is just
here comes
happening.
Andrew Lindberg to help you. He's got new headphones. He has a headphone
Thank you,
jack
Andrew. He has a
that
headphone
is very
jack.
Important.
Thank you very kindly.
What a nice man he is.
What a gesture.
Maybe he can order us a pizza later.
So I'm watching the Caitlin Clarkless Indiana Fever last night, one of my three favorite teams in all of sports. Limits, you're aware of that, yes?
Of course.
Who are you talking to now? It's the beginning of the show. It's you and I doing a radio show together. If there's any chance you could pay attention just to me, that would be helpful. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And I turn over to the ESPYs, and what happens? I swear within 5 minutes, it's Pat McAfee again.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
He was everywhere.
I expect to walk out to my car after the show today, and Pat McAfee will be in it, ready to drive me home.
You know,
Where is he not?
Bring you your bag from your house.
Where is he not is the better question than where is he? He's, every time I turn on a televised sporting event, he's there. It's incredible. This was for the goodbye to Lee Corso. Did you happen to catch that?
I did. That was a really good tribute that they did.
Did you cry?
No.
What did you think of Lee Corso?
I did think it was really touching. I liked Corso up until the last couple of years where he should have just retired. Like, he was way past his prime, and it was kind of a struggle on TV.
That's
with
age
Corso.
Discrimination limits, and I'm reporting you to personnel after the show.
Okay. I feel like it was best just for Lee Corso himself to maybe just be able to watch the show. And
it may have been.
It's a lot of stress put on him as well.
It is. Yeah, but I thought he was still good and funny. Here's the thing, though, in his prime, I actually thought McAfee said it very well, is that he remembered and emphasized and made sure to enact the fact that sports is fun.
Of course.
It's supposed to be fun. We live in the toy store here. Now, every once in a while, something very serious happens. Of course it does. But for the most part, our job is to provide entertainment and fun. People ask me sometimes limits. And again, I feel like I'm talking to you underwater. People ask me, how do you know if you've had a good show at the end of it? And I'd say 95% of the time, if not more, other than when there is like a really, you know, serious or harrowing topic. It's if I had fun, if I enjoyed myself, then I'll bet a lot of the audience did. Some will never like it. Some hate my voice. Some hate me. Some are growing to hate you.
They are.
But that's okay.
It is.
I think if we have fun.
You can't please everyone, but as long as you're having fun, that's what's important.
Ricky Nelson wrote a song like that. Yeah, I'll play it for you later. If we have fun limits and enjoy ourselves, if we leave here saying, man, that was good, like fun, not who knows about good, bad, whatever, then I guarantee you a lot of people will feel the same way. Do you agree with that?
I do, because if the audience feels entertained and they like the topics that we're talking about, especially if people are calling or texting in on the text line or tweeting at us, then we know it was a good show and we know it was something that was engaging with everyone, that maybe it wasn't a topical thing. Maybe it was us rambling about something random, like something sometimes that we do. But it all pieced together makes a really good show.
Thank you for agreeing with me. That's off to a good start today. But McAfee, really, I mean, wow. I don't know that I've ever seen this. The most ubiquitous other sports personality that I, off the top of my head, that I can remember is Stephen A. Smith. But it's mostly his ESPN stuff, his podcasts, NBA events and finals and things like that. This dude, McAfee, is, I'm not exaggerating. I feel like I've turned on sports over the last week. You know, I turn it on every night, maybe 20 times. It feels like he's been there 18 of them. Well, no matter what it is, I feel like I could turn on cornhole on ESPN, and he's going to be there either playing, announcing, or introducing the cornholers.
I would love to see him introduce the cornholers and just go into these unique sports like cornhole. Maybe he could do some golf. You think McAfee would be good at golf?
No.
I don't either. But I think that the reason why we've seen him so much is also because it's ESPN events. Like, the press conference was run by ESPN. The event last night, the ESPYs, is a ESPN product.
Right.
But they're also just throwing him out there in every single regard. You could say the same
good
about
for him.
Stephen A., but he ain't out there.
You can imagine the money he's making. He's making Ron Cook money at this point. Ron
sure,
Cook's still
more.
Making money, for God's sake. There he is. And he still does endorsements for the station. I mean, it's amazing.
I don't know if he does still get money for that. I'm sure he probably does.
He doesn't do it for free limits. His voice is still on the station endorsing
Maybe
things.
Ron doesn't know that his voice is still on the station.
Oh, believe
he doesn't
me.
Listen.
Ron has everything cataloged.
He doesn't listen.
Did you know that Ron? Yes, he does, I bet. Did you know that Ron kept a calendar for every single day of his life? Kept a journal?
Dating back to how old?
Probably the 80s. His entire career.
Really?
Yes, he could pull out the calendar. I could say, Ron, tell me something you did on September 23rd, 1987. Well, I went to the bar.
He wrote that stuff down?
That was one.
No
that
way.
Was, that was a clip and paste.
I met this wonderful girl named Betty.
He just cut and pasted that one.
I bought Betty two drinks.
I
didn't go on a second date with her, though. She didn't like my voice.
He was quite a man. He still is.
He still
we're
is.
Talking
he's
about
not,
Ron in
he's
the
not
past
gone.
Tense. Yeah, he's still here. All right, here's what I came here to talk about today. Bob's still in Scotland as we begin. Is it just called the Open? Is that what
the Open,
what,
yes.
It's the British Open. And it's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be the way it is, the way it's supposed to be, which is, I think, in the low to mid-60s out there with plenty of wind and hopefully some rain. That's the way it's supposed to be.
It sounds like fall. I don't like that in July, though.
Well, for the British Open, that's the way it's supposed to be. A week from today, oh, limitless wonder, the Pittsburgh Steelers get started. A week from today, which means a week. Is today Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Yeah, a week from today.
Welcome to Thursday, the 17th of July.
Yesterday, a week from yesterday is when they report. You think anybody shows up in a helicopter or, you know, a police car or anything like that?
I think that ship has kind of sailed. We don't see that as much anymore. There'll be somebody. There'll be one or two people. Like maybe Jalen Ramsey makes a big introduction and a big entrance where he pulls up and like a Maserati or something, but
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be as flamboyant as Antonio Brown on a helicopter anymore.
Maybe Mason gets parachuted in, you think, with a helmet without a mask? Like the one he had to wear against the Ravens that day?
Wouldn't you love to see him riding on a reindeer on his way in?
Oh, would that be great?
With a fake red nose?
There's an idea. Yeah. That'd be good.
That'd be entertaining.
So a week from today, it all begins. And I think it's indisputable that the Steelers are the biggest story, the most entertaining story in the NFL. The folks on ESPN, shows like McAfee's, they'll tell you, other shows get up, every show they do, and every other network will tell you that the Dallas Cowboys are the biggest seller. I mean, they talk about Dak Prescott even after he is signed, you know, on they're liable to talk about him on April, you know, 28th for no reason at all. Because the Cowboys sell. Well, so do the Steelers. Say what we will about the Steelers' high-end mediocrity for 8 years running. They are still a seller, and especially this year with Aaron Rodgers and everything else going on here. The Steelers are going to be a lead story and maybe the lead story in the NFL next Thursday when that guy takes the field. And here's the overarching story to me with the Steelers. The immediate ones, of course, are T.J. Watt, what's going to happen there, blah, blah, blah. You know, Derek Harmon, his first rookie, all that stuff. D.K. Metcalf arriving. There's two big picture stories. And they go together. So it's really one big picture story. Is that Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers arrive in Latrobe this year trying to prove that they can still win big games. Let me revise that, they can still win a big game. It's a redemption season for Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers does not want to go out this way, really, as a loser. His tenure with the Jets was an abject disaster, symbolized by him running onto the field to, you know, a hero's welcome in the opener 2 years ago, only to snap an Achilles 8 seconds later. And then everything that went on in New York after that, it was a circus. It was an embarrassment. He has said himself he wants to go out the right way, and he's picked this organization and this coach as, I'm sure in his mind, almost a surefire way to at least go out on a decent note. I'm at least going to have a winning season and maybe win a playoff game. I'll get to the playoffs. They always do in Pittsburgh. I'm going from maybe the most dysfunctional organization, he's thinking, I would imagine, to one of the more functional ones ever in the Steelers. Well, I would say little does he know, first of all, but that's what he's thinking. He's pretty much said that in so many words. Aaron Rodgers hasn't won a playoff game since 2020. And since 2016, which is, of course, when Tomlin won his last playoff game, Rodgers has won two of them, despite having really good teams and MVP seasons in Green Bay. He barely got by the Seahawks in 19, and then they got wiped out in the conference championship game. That was in San Francisco, just blown out, and he was terrible. 2020, they beat the Rams. And then they lose to Tom Brady and the Bucs. And you remember the end of game fiasco there. Was that Rodgers' fault? Was it not? Why didn't they go for it on fourth down? Stuff like that was happening at the end of the game. Or maybe his decision on fourth down. All of that. Been a while for him. The last 2 years, a total disaster. And he doesn't want to be remembered that way. He wants to go out the right way on a good note. And then we get to Mike Tomlin. And I don't have to go into the entire history. But I think this is reflected. Was it CBS Sports? Can you call that up limits as I'm without a computer today? Did I mention that from the top?
No, I don't remember you saying that at all.
Yeah, call up the their top coaches. So they have Tomlin 10th on their list, which is very interesting to me. I don't know that I've ever seen him that low on anybody's list anywhere. And you know, especially this time of year, those things are thrown out there every single day. Everybody's list of everything, including on this show, because lists are fun. Easy and fun. People like to do them, just like trivia questions. That's why we have the quiz show with Donnie every Friday, don't we, Limits?
Yeah, we do.
You're going to be doing the questions all year. Yeah, do you have that list?
I do.
Give me the top 10.
Going from 10 to 1, Mike Tomlin is number 10, followed by Kevin O'Connell, 9. Matt LaFleur of the Packers is 8. Kyle Shanahan, San Francisco zone, is 7. Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers, 6. Followed by Dan Campbell. Nick Sirianni of the Eagles, they won best team at the ESPYs last night. He's 4th.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh of the Ravens is 3rd, followed by Sean McVay, 2, and Andy Reid, number 1.
What's notable there is that I think most people still, like if you took every single person who covers football nationally and asked them to rank the coaches, my guess would be Mike Tomlin would come out on average as still a top 5 coach. Who wrote that? Just a conglomeration of is it CBSSports.com?
This was John Breach of CBS Sports.
Okay. I've never seen Tomlin that low in anybody's list anywhere. I've never seen him that low. Now, they had a good debate on the PM show yesterday. Is he even a top 10 coach? And I think that's a worthwhile debate. But the point is, at least in some circles, Tomlin's star is fading. Not in a lot. You go back and look at some of the Coach of the Year voting last year, and it is astounding that there's a handful of people who are paid to cover this sport nationally who had Mike Tomlin in their top 5 as Coach of the Year last year. What in the world were they watching? What were they watching? But to see him only come in 10th, I think, is instructive, and his star has faded. He is absolutely not one of the better coaches in the NFL, really lately, for a number of years, but certainly not going into this season. And you'd have to be completely delusional to believe that. So you're looking at two guys in Rodgers and Tomlin who have faded. It's as simple as that. They have faded. Aaron Rodgers, I saw ESPN had a poll the other day. We're going to talk about that one, too, of scouts, executives, and coaches in the NFL. And he was, I don't think, near the top 10. He was in the also receiving votes category, I believe, which is about where he belongs to right now. So they have, for guys who have reached the summit in the NFL, each doing so once, Rodgers winning 4 MVPs, they have a lot to prove at this point in their careers. A lot of people think both should have moved on with their lives. At least Tomlin here in Pittsburgh should have moved on somewhere else like Mike Sullivan did and gone somewhere else as a conquering hero. Instead, he's back for more. Let's see if they can do it. That's the biggest story to me. The overarching story is Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. 412-928-9370. On Tomlin. Pony has done a wonderful job of this, and I haven't counted up the coaches, but I did my own research today in honor of Aaron Rodgers and came up with all the coaches who have won a playoff game since Tomlin last did.
And Pony just texted me that he had Tomlin 16th on his list.
Yeah, we can let's debate that in a little bit here, where you actually would put him. Here's a list. I hope it's a complete one. I've probably forgotten an obvious person. Thank God for Football Reference, profootballreference.com. You ready for this, Limits?
Let's hear it.
Coaches who have won a playoff game in the last 8 years. And by the way, 8 years is an eternity in pro football. That's almost three times the average career for a player.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Vince Lombardi. I think they have a trophy named after him. He only coached 10 years. John Madden coached 9 or 10. Brian Billick didn't coach that long. George Allen, who's in the Hall of Fame, coached about that long. Jimmy Johnson, he fashioned an entire Hall of Fame career in 8 or 9 years. My God, it's an eternity. 1 year is. 1 year in the NFL is a long time. This guy has gone 8 seasons without winning a playoff game, but we all know that's not the whole story. He's gone 8 seasons without being competitive in a single one, quasi-competitive in Buffalo. They lose 31-17. You know, I know, Tomlin knows, everybody knows that if Josh Allen needed 50 that day, he would have gotten it. If Tom Brady needed 50 in the AFC title game in 16, he could have gotten it easily. If Mahomes needed 50, easy. If Lamar needed 50 last year, and I'm not exaggerating either, easily. Like, if the Steelers showed up for any and all of those games with a high-powered offense, they would have been outscored in the end, and the quarterback on the other side could have put up 50 on Tomlin's defense. That's how bad it's been every single time. They haven't been competitive. The only score that looks competitive when you go back and look at it is Jacksonville in the infamous Blake Bortles disaster. It's 45-42. So if Tomlin doesn't come within one score that day, wait till you see the list I have uncovered on that one.
Oh, boy.
Guys who have been competitive within a score.
That game wasn't even competitive for a large part of it.
No, it wasn't competitive. They came within a touchdown a couple times.
At the very end.
And then Jacksonville put them away. And the punchline there on that game is that Tomlin completely mangled the end of the game because the Steelers were driving, right? It's 45-35. They're down 10.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever played a game of Madden knows that at some point you have to cut your losses and kick a field goal and then try an onside kick so you still have time to tie the score, right?
Yeah, get the points. That's
why
you
can. Or maybe win with a two-point conversion. Do you know how much time was left when Juju scored? The Steelers kept trying to score a touchdown.
It was like 35 seconds left.
No,
it
wasn't limits. It was like 6 or 5 seconds were left. Go back and look it up. And I remember Ed Bouchette coming on with me on Monday. I was like, Ed, Tomlin really mangled the end of that one.
Oh, they weren't going to win the game, Joe. They weren't. That didn't cost them the
game. I didn't say it cost them the game. Clearly, that's not what cost them the game. But just as clearly, he mismanaged the end of that game in historically epic form. Like, it was unbelievable to watch. Like, Mike, are you still going for a touchdown? There's 10 seconds left. You're down 10. You should have kicked a field goal 15 seconds ago. Here's the other addendum there. They had a team that was extremely Hail Mary capable, if you will. Martavis Bryant at the end of the first half caught what was essentially a mini Hail Mary touchdown from Ben. They had guys all over the place who could catch Hail Marys and a guy who could throw one. So no, it didn't cost them the game, but ironically, I guess, if that's the proper use of the word limits.
I guess.
Even that one, they weren't competitive. 45-42 belied what actually happened in that game. Here's a list over these 8 seasons that Mike Tomlin has gone without a playoff win. And I hope it's a full list. You ready, Limits?
Please.
Can you put a little NFL music behind it if you have that? What we use for the football fix and all that stuff. What we use for Donnie when me and Donnie have a numbers game. You've got that, don't you?
There it is. It's playing.
These men have won a playoff game in the last 8 years. Bill O'Brien, Kevin Stefanski, Bill Belichick, Sean McDermott, Zach Taylor, John Harbaugh, D'Amico Ryans, Pete Carroll, Mike Mularkey, Mike Vrabel, Dan Quinn, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Guy Lafleur, Doug Marrone, Sean Payton, Doug Peterson. We have more guys named Mike who have won it. And Doug, another Mike. Mike Zimmer. Did you know that? No relation to Don. Frank Reich.
Frank Reich won a playoff game
yes.
with the Colts?
Yes, and he almost won another one in Buffalo. Against Buffalo. I think with the Chargers.
They ran him
Colts.
Out of town.
I don't remember. Jason Garrett. Anthony Lynn. Bruce Arians. Andy Reid. Nick Sirianni. Brian Daboll.
Yeah, that game in Minnesota with Daniel Jones.
Now he has Jackson Dart. You watch him win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Another Mike McCarthy. And lastly, Kneecap Campbell himself. Now, if Tomlin doesn't get that late score against Jacksonville, these guys would be considered ahead of him because they've at least been competitive or within a score in a playoff game. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
So you could still say all of these coaches have been at least as competitive as Tomlin in a playoff game in the last 8 years. You ready for this beautiful list?
Please.
Oh, man, is this good. Oh, boy, is this good. Matt Nagy? Did you hear that one, Limits? Matt Nagy?
I did, yes. Of the Chicago Bears?
Yes.
Wow.
Brandon Staley?
Remember the guy from the Chargers?
Yes, the guy from the Chargers. Remember they blew that game in against Jacksonville? They were ahead by, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 touchdowns?
Remember that game against Oakland where they ended up playing for the tie and then the Raiders ended up kicking a field goal and
yes, the
Steelers to the playoffs?
Yeah, that guy has as good of a you could say, playoff resume as Tomlin in the last 8 years.
He called timeout with, like, 35 seconds left?
Brilliant. Brandon Staley, Todd Bowles, Mike McDaniel, and Ron Rivera.
Riverboat Ron, who hasn't coached in how many years?
Wait, Ron Rivera's won one because he won last year, right? Wait, who am I thinking
of? Dan Quinn with Washington.
You're right. So Ron Rivera's on the list of guys who have come within a score, though.
Yes.
All right, and now the last one. And if you get this, you and Donnie get another steak dinner. You ready for this one?
Lay it on me, big fella.
Maybe it was 4 years ago. The year doesn't matter so much, Limits. But the Oakland Raiders... The Oakland Raiders went into Cincinnati. And if not for a very controversial end zone call, may have won the game. Don't you dare look at your phone because I know Pony's texting you right now. You keep your eyes trained over here.
Oh my gosh. I'm just hoping I pronounced the guy's name right.
You looked at your phone.
No, I know the guy. I know the coach.
Who was this? Who was it?
It was like Rich Scarlacchia or something. I'm close. How do you pronounce his name?
Rich Bisaccia.
Yeah, I was very close.
Or Bisaccia.
I think that's close enough to have
a steak
dinner.
No. Scarlacchia, no.
I knew the coach.
You know what? You were close enough. You were close enough where I'll take you to a nice meal.
Woo!
I'm not a steak. Not Donnie and not a steak dinner.
A nice meal sounds great.
Maybe a post-wiffle ball game spread somewhere.
I'd love that. You still have not shown up at all this year.
Think about that. Just digest that for a moment. What did I just name between people who have won a playoff game and been competitive within a score and won?
Probably 20 coaches.
In the last 8 years.
20 and coaches. There's only 32 jobs.
So I'm not going to put Tomlin in the bottom half of NFL coaches. I'm not. Because it's still, you know, a league where it's very difficult to win in terms of having a winning record. And he always does. Pretty much always does. And he does go to the playoffs. So again, that's going to sound like, you know, a big defense of Tomlin. Well, no, it's relative to, I don't know, name Arizona's, you know, people like that. He's not a bottom half coach.
He's not Jonathan Gannon in Arizona with Kyler Murray not watching film.
But he's barely, if he is in the top 10, it's barely. And I would say that guy from CBS has it about right at 10th.
So this was his explanation as to why Tomlin was 10th. This is Cody.
All right, Limits, where were we? Are we on? Are you on? We're talking
yes.
about...
All right, so this was Cody Benjamin's definition here as to why he ranked Tomlin 10th. He had Tomlin 6th last year. Benjamin says, etched into history for his long and illustrious tenure by equally debated among Steelers faithful for his now 8-year streak of postseason duds, Tomlin is a tough one to tackle. He consistently defies the odds by dragging outdated offenses and streaky defenses into the wild card race. But if meaningful wins are the standard in Pittsburgh, well, he's run into quite a wall, putting all his eggs into the basket of a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, maybe worthwhile and/or entertaining, but also speaks to his desperation. I feel like that was Shakespearean, how he wrote that.
Almost, except he also fell into a common trap, which is giving Mike credit for dragging the most out of teams that he helped to create. So if they're outdated offenses, whose fault is that?
Tomlin for not the inexpensive offense.
Well, for the coordinators he's hired and for his overall offensive philosophy, yes.
Correct.
And whose fault is it that their defenses are streaky and they always seem to have a bad streak when the playoffs start? A streak of one game, it seems, each year. So even he fell into that common misperception. I remember Peter King, who I obviously respect a lot and was great when he came on here. I was asking him about Tomlin, you know, 3 years ago. And he would say he always gets the most out of these, you know, under par type of rosters. It was like, Peter, there's no coach in the NFL save for Bill Belichick at the time who has more power over their roster than he does. You don't get credit for cleaning your own mess. And he hasn't even cleaned it. He's partially cleaned it. It's It's like when my daughter cleans her room. It starts out like a hurricane went through her room, and then she thinks it's clean by the end of it, by the end of this cleaning session. Meanwhile, there's still clothes on the floor limits. There's still open food containers. There's still things that I don't know what they are all over the place in the room.
Is it really your room if you don't have a little bit of clothes on the floor?
You don't get credit for partially cleaning your own mess, really for completely cleaning it, and he hasn't done that. So that's the story for me of this Steelers season as it begins really in earnest next Thursday with the first practices in Latrobe. It's two guys in Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers whose stars have faded, who are trying to do, I won't say something unprecedented, but pretty darn close. In Tomlin's case, it might be. In his case, it's be the coach. Well, first of all, how many coaches have coached one team for as long as he has ever anyway? Secondly, look at any sport. Someone who arrived and had great success early. In Tomlin's first 5 years or so, it was A-plus stuff for the most part. I don't remember if Tebow was year five, but even that team was 12-4. For the first 5 years, A-plus. But it's been a long time since then. And I don't know that I can name a coach who arrived in a place and had great success early, stayed there for 10, 15, 16, 17 years, tailed off for many of those years, and then came back to great success again. He's trying to do something that I don't think anybody's ever done. Don Shula didn't. Chuck Knoll didn't. Man, once it tailed off, it was gone. If you can think of a coach, manager in any sport who's ever done something like that, and I could be forgetting somebody, please tell me at 412-928-9370. And then Aaron Rodgers, who turns 42 this season, I think Tom Brady's the only quarterback in NFL history who has experienced great success at the age of 42 or older. Brett Favre, I think.
Warren Moon had some pretty good year. Seasons, but
at
not.
42?
Didn't he? Didn't he have 1 year?
I don't know. Maybe, other than Brady, there's been one, but they're both trying to do something. And for both of them to be able to do it, they're going to need each other, obviously. And it would be one hell of a story.
Warren Moon threw 11 touchdowns, 8 picks, and 10 games for Seattle in 98.
So he sucked.
At 42. He was right. 4-6. So yeah, it wasn't great.
Thank you, Limits, for adding that little piece of information.
We got to make sure that we set the record straight on how Warren
Moon did. Look up Brett Favre,
but at
then.
41,
all right,
well, he was a Pro Bowler, 25 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's why I said 42. Look up Brett Favre at 41 while you're on it, at Football Reference. What a website that is. I remember Mulsey looking up actual scores of games, like has there ever been a 5-2 game, stuff like that. You can find that on that website.
Brett Favre's final season was at 41.
Yeah.
He was 5-8, 11 touchdowns, 19 picks.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Year
so
before
his...
that with Minnesota, though, at 40, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Right.
Everyone ages differently.
Right. At age 40, he had his last great season. So for this to happen would be one of the most unlikely and one of the greatest stories in NFL history. I'm open-minded about it. I really am going into the season. I just think the odds are stacked, and I don't think it is going to happen, but man, it's going to be a great story from the beginning to track. And every football outlet in America will be tracking it, really starting Wednesday, but officially Thursday. Your thoughts? How much confidence do you have that they can pull this off, Tomlin and Rodgers together? 412-928-9370. Let's talk about that coming up and also developments in the TJ Watt saga. That's the biggest newsy type story going into camp.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A rousing first segment, I must say, Limits, and the callers have responded. The basic theme is the Steelers open next Thursday. It's redemption time. If it's ever going to happen, you think it might be this year. It has to be this year, I should say, for Aaron Rodgers. When will it happen for Tomlin? They're both sort of in the same boat, sailing off here into the 2025 football season, trying to do something really, each of them, that's never been done before. Tomlin, to arrive in a place to great success, stay there forever, fade away, and then restore that success. And Aaron Rodgers trying to become a winning, big-time 42-year-old quarterback. Only Tom Brady's done that. Can they do it together? Your level of belief in that happening. One of the most unlikely football stories ever told. When I was a kid, Limits, I read a book called Strange But True Football Stories. Read it over and over again.
Over and over again, late at night with your reading light.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly how I did it. And they were great stories. The greatest comebacks ever. Jim Marshall's wrong way run. Tom Dempsey kicking a 63-yard field goal. He was born with half a foot, so he had a plate in his foot. And he was. Have you heard of him? Tom
Dempsey. No, I'm not.
hit what was then the record, a 63, all of that. All of that stuff. This would have to be added to Strange But True Football Stories. The fading coach and the fading quarterback together. A last stand for the quarterback. And, well, that's our next question. They have success together. What would be a success? How would you define a success? Is it simply winning a playoff game? For me, it would. I'm going to sit here right now. What's the date today, Lemons?
July 17th, 2025.
I knew the year. July 17th. And say that if, regardless of how they get there, if Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers win a playoff game together, that is a successful season. Do you agree?
I do, but I want to push the envelope a little bit more to two playoff games and they get to the AFC Championship game. I want to push the envelope, but
they haven't won a playoff game
in 8 years.
They haven't won a playoff game since Mulsey had hair.
Right.
I'll take a playoff win right now.
It's just unfortunate because our expectations are just so dang low for them right now. Where winning a playoff game is considered a success. Winning a playoff game should never be considered a success for an organization.
I'm almost
like the
ready
Steelers.
To say just being competitive in one will be good enough for me, but I'm not going to say that because they haven't been truly competitive in one since that day in Kansas City when Antonio Brown went Facebook Live after the game.
Didn't they not score a touchdown in that game? It was all Boswell.
They didn't score
field
a
goals.
Touchdown. You're right about that.
Boswell kicked, what, 5 or 6 field goals?
And they got a holding call. It was Fisher.
Yeah.
On James Harrison.
The number one overall pick, Eric Fisher.
Or who knows what happens that day. And then their last playoff win would have been Matt Moore. But I always thought, you know, if you win, you win. They deserve credit for going into a tough place in Kansas City and winning that game. They do. But they haven't been competitive in one since. 412-928-9370. What is your belief level that this will happen this year? And how do you define success for the Steelers? A week from today, the first practices. Let's hit the lines, Wonder Twin.
All right, Joe, let's start with Kyle. He is in Pittsburgh. He wants to talk about the Steelers.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You?
I'd be better if the Steelers weren't garbage. I got a better chance of beating Tiger Woods in 9 holes than the Steelers being good this year. I'm perpetually optimistic except for this.
Here's the one thing I would say is that I actually think they're improved at virtually every position except quarterback, where I think they're the same. And that to me is the big problem, obviously. But I still think they're good enough to have a winning season. In fact, I think in a lot of ways they've improved from last year. Now, does that mean I think like the secondary I think is going to be better? Does that mean I think it's good necessarily or really good? No, I don't. I just think better than last year. That's the weird thing. So when you say they're garbage, I don't really agree with that. I think they'll still, you know, remain. They'll stay in the house they bought in the land of high-end mediocrity. That's where they live.
And that's the problem too, is that, you know, we're in this football purgatory where we go 500 plus, we get a mid-range draft pick. We never really get a rebuild like the Bengals did when they were so bad for so long, and they got their quarterback and they got a new coach and they got all these things that you need to rebuild. We haven't had that opportunity because we've been so mediocre for so long.
We've talked about that so many times, and you're right. You're right about that. I mean, the Houston Texans have won playoff games with two different coaches since Mike Tomlin's even been competitive in one playoff game. Think about that for a second, if you would, Limits. Perhaps even a minute, if
you'd
like.
Yeah, what? Bill O'Brien and D'Amico Ryan?
Yes.
Deshaun Watson has won a playoff game more recently than Mike Tomlin.
Next.
Let's go to Matt. He's in Canonsburg.
What's up,
Good
Matt?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Joe. So I'll pose this question to you before I get my comment on Tomlin and the Steelers.
Yeah.
If Mike Tomlin was head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, how many Bowls would he have won?
You're cutting in and out on me. So you said if Tomlin was coach of the Chiefs, how many Super Bowls would they have won?
Yeah.
We had this discussion in a different form one day. I think we stole it from the PM show. If Patrick Mahomes had been on the Steelers all these years, now I know that's not the whole Chiefs roster, I do get that. But if Mahomes had been on the Steelers all these years, how many Super Bowls would he have won? None. That's how many. The Steelers would have ruined him. with their offensive philosophy, with their offensive coaches? I mean, look at what has happened here. Offense, would Matt Canada have been his offensive coordinator or somebody like that? Randy Fichtner? I don't know. I don't know what would have happened. I don't think Tomlin would be winning Super Bowls in Kansas City. I don't. Part of what makes Andy Reid who he is quarterback identification and development. They identified Patrick Mahomes as the guy. They already had Alex Smith. Mike Tomlin would probably love Alex Smith. Low turnovers, keeps us in games. We win him 13-11. I don't know that he would have thought he needed a quarterback. Andy Reid knew he did. They went out and identified Patrick Mahomes, traded up to get Patrick Mahomes, got him, developed him for a whole year, and then put him in the lineup. That's a big part of what makes Andy Reid who he is. Next.
Here's Dave in Delmont. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Joe, I agree with you everything about Tom except for one thing. He's not fading. He has faded. I called in 4 or 5 years ago and said that the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to win anything when you have a coach like that. A coach that hires Matt Canada, who right now is running the offense for a high school team in West Virginia.
Is that right?
Nobody will hire him. No, but it sounded
okay.
Good.
Oh,
but anyways,
sound good, yeah.
What I'm saying is he's a horrible coach. And he,
well,
no
you can't
what
yeah,
you
see
do
that
there.
That's where you lose me is when you say horrible. I mean, you have to be realistic about it. Yes, he has faded. I agree with that. He's borderline top 10. But still, I'll say.
But what coach gets blown out in every playoff game that you play? And I hear you.
That's why he's like his team in a place of, I'll call it again, high-end mediocrity. But it's still mediocre. Yeah. Mediocre is different than terrible.
Two quick things. One, I didn't mean to wind you up on Monday when you just came back from vacation.
Why? What did you say? I don't remember. Was he the guy who said...
We were talking about Koch and Paul Amalu, and you were getting excited. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I do
remember. And then, why do you argue with Limits when he agrees with you and you still argue with him? That's good radio, though. I love it.
Just
thanks for
it's,
taking my call.
You're welcome, because it's fun. Next.
Yeah, we know it's fun.
Let's we argue when you agree with me, even?
I don't know. We have fun all the time.
No, we don't. There's a lot of hostility in here.
Yeah, there can be. But in the very end, we come together and we hug it out and we move along to Adam and Mars.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Before I get to my opinion on the Steelers here, if you guys mentioned this already, I apologize, but I have a fun trivia question for you. This is another coach to win a playoff game since the last time Mike Tomlin has. So if you remember... when the Browns beat the Steelers the COVID year, Kevin Stefanski was at home because he had contracted COVID-19.
You're right. So officially,
so
I don't know.
Who was the acting head coach to win that
Limits.
Game against Mike Tomlin?
Who was the acting?
I know who it is, but I won't tell you.
I know. Well, you will after we try to guess, I hope. Limits, who was the acting head coach for the Browns that day? Wrong.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Same first name. As Coach Tomlin.
Oh,
Mike.
Was it Mike Vrabel?
Oh, and I know who it was. I know who it was.
Just throwing
it's,
out
it's,
Mike.
It's the guy who used to work for the Jets, right? Who was it?
Mike worked for the Jets.
Mike Tannenbaum.
Mike Tannenbaum. That's him. The first name.
You ready?
Now, hold on. Before you answer the question.
Mike Mularkey?
Does this guy get credit for that win, or does Stefanski?
According, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for being the first acting head coach. So take that for what it's worth to win a playoff game.
Holy bird milk. Tell me what his title was with the Browns.
I can't even find it. I think he was the special
Mike Pettin. Mike Pettin. Pettin. Pettin.
You're close. Mike Pettin.
No, you're close. But that's not it.
What is it?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Pryfer.
Pryfer?
Yes.
I would never have gotten that.
What?
And it wasn't even that
I had to
ago.
Look it up, too. But Mike Pryfer has won a playoff game more recently than Mike Tomlin.
That's actually pretty good. Mike Pryfer.
Mike Pfeiffer.
I don't even know
if he's in the NFL anymore. Let me see.
He was born in August of 66 limits. Do you remember that?
No, I wasn't alive.
He's the coordinator for the North Carolina Tar Heels right now.
He's coaching it with Belichick.
Why would he make him the head coach that day?
He served
as acting. That's an unbelievable question, and I'm very proud of you for asking it. Thanks for the call.
I'm looking at this story from CBS Sports from February.
He got outcoached by Mike Pfeiffer.
Browns supplier Mike Pfeiffer, who served as head coach for team's only playoff win of last 28 years.
Wait a second. Did he go on profootballreference.com yet again and look up Mike Pfeiffer's coaching record? Does he get credit for that win? Limits?
Yeah, it clearly does.
Well, how do you know until you look it up? You couldn't possibly know that.
Because this CBS Sports story just mentioned it. And Pro Football History says that he was a football coach who is credited with he became the first active head coach in NFL history to win a playoff game. That's according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Go on his record and look to make sure it's official.
I was looking at the Hall of Fame website. That's
I don't care about
official.
The Hall. No, it's not. He also served as their acting head coach in 21 in week 15 against the Raiders when Stefanski got COVID again. And he lost that one 16-14. Mike Pfeiffer has a playoff win. Make sure you look that up, Limits. Let's continue this conversation.
Yeah, we still have a lot of people on the line.
With an emphasis on the part about how you define success for Rodgers and Tomlin.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.